gone so long, I can't wait to get back home. Home to the Lone Star State another day, I just can't wait. Look out, boys, I'm headed your way. I got a mind that wanders in a 57 Chevrolet. Hold on tight, I got a license to fly. With a pedal to the metal, watch me roll on by. While I boogie back to Texas.
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 We're gonna boogie back to Texas, 8 feet to the mile. Rolling out of New York, Philadelphia.
Well, that is Asleep at the Wheel with Boogie Back to Texas. And that's what we do every week here on The Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KVSHLP, Vashon Island, Washington. We boogie back to Texas with songs from Texas musicians. And I'm your host, former Texan, Jeff Fletcher, honored to do this with you. Somehow, and even more so lately, I seem to want to listen to women, whether they are in hearings or in my various music collections. So tonight, we're going to do just that. We're going to listen to some incredibly talented and in control women musicians, with most of them asserting a substantial amount of independence and offering a few lessons for us as well. So we're going to lead off with two songs about breaking up and kind of taking control of that. The first one is Camille Howard with a song called Pack Your Sack, Jack.
I stay out every night drinking your bad gin, and when you're good and tight, you come staggering in. Pack your sack, Jack, I've got enough of that stuff. I always pay the rent man when he's knocking at the door. You never got a cent, man, you always crying poor. Pack that sack, Jack, I've got enough of that stuff. That chick you had on part-time can go on full-time now. Me for the last time, you ain't no good no how. I played you to win and you didn't even show. It won't happen again, it ain't like that no more. Pack that sack, Jack, I've got enough of that stuff.
Was a good friend.
got no friend. I'll bet you can guess just exactly what happened. That was the end of my friend, the end of my man, and almost the end of me.
Was Ella Mae Morse with Tess's Torch Song from her album Mr. 5x5. Kind of a weird story. Somebody asserted some independence there. I think it was her friend. Anyway, Ella was born in Mansfield, Texas, about halfway between Dallas and Fort Worth. At age 14, Jimmy Dorsey hired her, and at age 17, she joined Freddie Slack's band, with whom she recorded the song Cow Cow Boogie. And Cow Cow Boogie was the first gold record by Capitol Records. She performed into her 70s before she passed away. Before Ella, we heard Camille Howard with Pack Your Sack, Jack, with Roy Milton and his Milltone record story. Camille was born in Galveston, Texas, and not only was she quite the vocalist, she also was a great pianist specializing in boogie-woogie. And we're going to do one more in this vein, although these women kind of seem to be a fool in love, but they're getting tired of being a fool. Here are in order Lou Ann Barton and Angela Straley and Marcia Ball, quite the boogie-woogie piano player herself, and A Fool in Love live.
Oh, there's something on my mind. Won't somebody please tell me what's wrong?
You're just a fool, you know you're in love. You got to face it to live in this world. You take the good along with the bad. Sometimes you're happy, sometimes you're sad. You know you love him, you can't understand why he treats you like he do when he's such a good man.
Where's
Yeah, that was in order. Lou Ann Barton, Angela Straley, and Marcia Ball, accompanied by Sarah Brown on bass and backup vocals with the Ike Turner song, A Fool in Love. And we had Derek O'Brien on guitar there, too. You're going to hear his name two other times, I think, tonight. That was on their record Dreams Come True. It came out in 1990, but the version that you heard was live on the Texas Connection, which is a spinoff of Austin City Limits that we used to attend sometimes when we lived in Austin. Lou Ann's from Fort Worth, but has been in Austin since the 70s, and Angela was from Lubbock, but she also moved to Austin. Marcia Ball was born in Orange, Texas, because her folks lived in a town in Louisiana without a hospital just over the border. She, too, lives in Austin, and you are listening to Women Musicians from Texas on Boogie Back to Texas. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, and thanks for listening.
Can't do what we do without our underwriters, like Vashon Market IGA and Vashon Plaza, one block west of the main highway, where you can find everything your family needs, from fresh produce to kids specials, legendary meats, wine, spirits, and movies. Open daily from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m.
VOV programming support is provided by Island Escrow, Vashon's only independent escrow company providing comprehensive service for all types of real estate transactions since 1979. On the web at islandescrow.net.
Well, as regular listeners know, I'm a sucker for great songwriting, and it could be my English major background, it could be my work as an editor and occasional writer, or I just like the images that the words can bring about in my brain. So this next set is all about writing and the importance of words, and we're going to lead off with Eliza Gilkison talking first of all about her songwriter father, and then the song Greenfields.
I mentioned my dad in that last song. He did make a pretty damn good living, and this is one of the songs that was a big hit for him in 1962. Actually, I love this song because it has so many levels of meaning for me, and not just a great breakup song, but also if Mother Earth was going to sing a song to us, you know, this is to me the ultimate song that the great mother would sing to human beings, and especially these days.
Once there were green fields kissed by the sun. Once there were valleys where rivers used to run. Once there were blue skies with white clouds high above. Once they were part of an everlasting lovers who strolled through green fields. Green fields are gone now, parched by the sun. Gone from the valleys where rivers used to run. Dark clouds. green fields and me once again.
That was the unmistakably gravelly voice of Lucinda Williams and Words. That came from her 2007 album, West. She spent considerable time in Houston and Austin, which is where she met Blaze Foley, as well as Gerf Morlix, who produced a few of her albums. She's had 15 Grammy nominations and 3 awards, as well as a whole bunch of Austin Music Awards as well. Before Lucinda, we heard Eliza Gilkison and her father Terry's song Greenfields, and that came from a CD of her live performances called Your Town Tonight, most of which were recorded at the Cactus Cafe at the University of Texas campus in Austin. Eliza's lived in Austin off and on for the past few decades. She's a terrific songwriter herself, and you ought to check her out if you haven't heard her before. Let's hear one more song about the importance of words. This one is a song called Lines, and it's from Kimmy Rhodes here on The Voice of Vashon, your island connection.
Thank you. free from the noise of the grind. So I live on the outskirts of the back of my mind. With a strong hand, a song man, God on my side, I'm riding my freedom alive. Stretches out into the night. Broken in places is my guiding light. So I'm riding that freedom line at a time. I'm walking the fine line between wrong and right. Consider me lucky, 'cause I'll be all right. In my mind, I'm having a beautiful life. I'm lost in the feelings of this heart of mine. In search of the border of infinite time. And I find peace of mind in the songs and their rhymes. So I'm writing my freedom a line at a time.
Yeah, I like that too, Merle. That was Kimmy Rhodes, Riding My Freedom a Line at a Time. The song was Lines. And that came from the Outlaw Country Live from Austin album, Austin City Limits CD. And you also heard Merle Haggard, who co-wrote the song with Kimmy. Also on that show, by the way, was Willie was there, and I think Billy Joe Shaver I saw, along with Chris Christopherson. Kimmy was born in Wichita Falls. She's got, listen to this, 16 CDs. She's written and produced 3 musicals. She's published a novella/cookbook. She's had her own radio show called Radio Dreams, and she's been in multiple films. She's done more, but we have a limited amount of time here, folks. You are listening to Female Musicians from Texas on Boogie Back to Texas. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, and thanks for listening to The Voice of Vashon. As I said, we are your island connection. We're going to remain with some really, really outstanding songwriting with 2 songs about different interpretations of diamonds. And this one, first one, is Chris McKay's interpretation of a song called Loose Diamond.
Driving high on the plains one night, I saw a falling star so bright. He was falling slow, so I followed him home to paradise, kingdom come, deja vu. I've been here before with you. Do you remember? Well, I do. Well, how can I forget? You were like broken glass embedded. Well, I walked to Alaska and back to begin to forget you. But I can't forget what it was like when I came inside your fire that night. Like you were that diamond in the wedding ring of mine. Deja vu. God means well, but could you please tell him that I've been to paradise and I'm amazed that I survived that loose diamond falling through the night. Paradise, kingdom come, deja vu. You pass me by like that loose diamond falling.
Smile.
That was Sean Colvin, Diamond in the Rough, from her first album called Steady On that came out in 1989. We first saw her on Austin City Limits in 1991. We've been huge fans ever since, and that's one of my favorite albums of all time. As a matter of fact, I had it on my CD player in my car when I was driving from Austin to Waco to speak to a National Honor Society meeting up there for the people in Waco schools. And by the time I got up there, I could hardly speak because I'd been singing along with Sean Colvin. And I'm glad that probably nobody else heard me, but I did get my voice back anyway. Sean Colvin was born in South Dakota, and she spent her youth in Carbondale, Illinois, and then moved to Austin and joined a Western swing band called the Dixie Diesels. And she left. She went to Berkeley, strained her vocal cords out there, and then relocated over to New York City, where she teamed up with Buddy Miller in his band. She moved back to Austin in 93 and pretty much has been there ever since. Before Sean, we heard Chris McKay and Luce Diamond from her 1996 album, Things That Show. She was born in Austin, and before she tried a solo career, she was the co-lead vocalist with an Austin roots rock band called the Wild Seeds. Her solo career hadn't gone that well, but she still does session work both in Austin and in L.A. You're listening to Boogie Back to Texas, and I'm your host, Jeff Letcher, struggling to pick from among the incredible number of female Texas musicians for you to play tonight. So thanks for listening.
Many thanks for the underwriting support provided by Leif Rasmussen of Vashon Dental, who operates a family practice providing dental care in a relaxed environment with an emphasis on personalized care and treatment for every individual who walks through the door. Located across from the Blue Heron Arts Center and on the web at VashonDental.com.
VOV programming support is provided by Pandora's Box, Vashon Island's provider of quality pet foods at competitive prices. With over 100 years of combined knowledge and experience in pet care and pet nutrition, you'll find Pandora's Box on Vashon Highway, north of the main intersection.
Well, thanks to our supporters, and thanks to all of you who are members out there in supporting us, because that's one way that we are able to keep this radio station and this whole show here on the air, so thank you. Alcohol and drugs notoriously play a part in a whole bunch of songs, and in Texas musicians, both men and women, are no exception. These next two songs are about trying to forget, but like most others, less than successful. So we're going to lead off with Toni Price and her song, 12 Bar Blues.
Tonight's my night. What good can drink can do? What good can drink can do?
That was Carolyn Wonderland, an amazing singer and guitar player with What Good Can Drinkin' Do? That came from her album Piecemeal, spelled P-E-A-C-E-M-E-A-L. Came out in, I think, 2010, 2011. Carolyn was born in Houston. She dropped out of high school in order to pursue her music, and she moved to Austin and decided to live out of her van because she was spending 300 days on the road anyway. She played with a band called the Imperial Monkeys for about half a dozen years before she went out on her own. And just this year, she joined John Mayall's band as the first female lead guitarist in his 60-plus year career with John Mayall. Before Carolyn, we heard Toni Price and 12 Bar Blues from her Swim Away album that came out in the early 90s, 93, I think it was. You also heard David Grissom and Derek O'Brien on guitars and Glenn Fukunaga on bass. And Glenn also played on the Liza Gilkison song that you heard earlier. And Buddy Colano on drums. And Tony's been a longtime fixture in Austin, as you know, at the Continental Club every Tuesday night, 7 o'clock. We bring you music and fascinating insights from Texas artists on Boogie Back to Texas. I'm your host, Jeff Letcher, serving up everything up and having a blast doing it. Thanks for listening. You know, we just finished a set about alcohol, and we're going to do one more somewhat decidedly darker image. Drugs are the topic, and here is a somewhat autobiographical song, both for the writer, who was Gil Scott-Heron, and the singer, Esther Phillips. Here is Home Is Where the Hatred Is.
Junkie walking through the twilight, I'm on my way home. I left 3 days ago, but no one seems to know I'm gone. Home is where the hatred is. Home is filled with pain, and it may not be such a bad idea if I never went home again. Stand as far away from me as you can and ask me why. Hang on to your rosary beads, close your eyes and watch me die. You keep saying kick it, quit it, Lord, but did you ever try to turn your sick soul inside out so that the world can watch you die? Home is where I live inside, white powder dreams. Home was once an empty vacuum that's filled now with my silent screams. Home is where the needle marks try to heal my broken heart. It might not be such a bad idea if I never went home again. Stand as far away from me as you can and ask me why. Hang on to your rosary beads, close your eyes, watch me. You keep saying kick it, quit it, Lord, but did you ever try to turn your sick soul inside out so that the world, but that the world can watch you die, can watch you die, watch you die, watch you die. You say kick it, saying quit it, did you ever try? Turn your sick soul inside out.
That was Esther Phillips with Home Is Where the Hatred Is from her album From a Whisper to a Scream. Boy, you talk about songwriting and being pretty clear about a pretty nasty thing. Esther was born in Galveston, and she divided her time between her dad in Houston and her mom in Watts in L.A. after they got divorced. She was one of the many who recorded the song Release Me and took that to the top of the charts in 1963. And she also had a hit with the Beatles song And I Love Him in 1965. And the Beatles were so happy they flew her to U.K. for her first overseas performance. Esther had a substantial addiction problems, you could probably tell from that song that she chose, and that caused her to go in and out of the hospital and disrupt her career. And she had a number of comebacks and then backslid a bunch, and she died from liver and kidney failure due to long-time addiction, just like Gil Scott-Heron, who wrote that song. Well, it's time to dip more into the blues on Boogie Back to Texas with another blues and rock artist, the woman with the pink paisley guitar, Sue Foley, clearly asserting her independence, and the classic George Brooks song, send me to the electric chair.
Judge, Your Honor, hear my plea before you open up your court. Well, I don't want no sympathy. I went and cut my good man's throat. I caught him with a traveling Jane. I warned him twice before. I had my knife and I went insane. And the rest, you ought to know.
Sue Foley on vocals and guitar with Send Me to the Electric Chair from her brand new album, The Ice Queen. Sue was born in Canada. She moved to Austin, where she was befriended by Jimmy Vaughn and a whole bunch of others who played and hung out at Antone's. And you also heard Derek O'Brien on guitar with Sue. Yeah, the same Derek who played with Tony Price. You also heard Mike Flanagan on organ, Johnny Bradley on upright bass, George Raines, who sometimes played with Stevie Ray Vaughan. And he was on the drums and the Texas horns, included the longtime Austin sax player Kaz Kazimoff. We're going to go out the door of Boogie Back to Texas during this evening, devoted to female Texas musicians, with some advice that rings as true today as when the song was first recorded by its author, Isaac Hayes in 1971. Here's Dimebox Texas native Lynn Collins, who worked with James Brown in the 70s, and her version of this song came out on a record called James Brown's Funky People Part 2 in 1988. Here's Lynn Collins with Do Your Thing on The Voice of Vashon. Collins on Boogie Back to Texas. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening.